Joshua?
Strange game. The only winning move is not to play. How about a nice game of chess?
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Everyone remembers the hullabaloo from only a few months back about the film The Interview. North Korea had its nose up in the air, and they were quite upset over a dopey Seth Rogen movie. As a result, hacking ensued, and we learned a variety of secrets, one of which was that the folks over at Sony Pictures don't really think much of Angelina Jolie's talent. This was not the Bay of Pigs. It was not 1962 all over again, but it is a glimpse into what could happen if a government, a terrorist organization, or anyone with any nefarious desire to bring down a government, to bring down any financial institution, if they want to, they probably could do it. All you need is someone with some computer knowledge. Think about your life. Think about everything in your life that is involved in these vast computer networks. Your financial situation. Your medical records. Everything is stocked on some computer hard drive somewhere. What else? What about the power grid? The power supply that is bringing electricity into your kitchen right now that is running your fancy schmancy Keurig coffee machine. If someone wanted bad enough to take that grid down, they probably could. And what would you do with all those extra K-cups? It's quite scary when you really think about what could happen, and a lot of experts agree. The next level of warfare, even the next level of terrorism, could be through cyber warfare. So there are cyber warfare strategies that we all should be aware of. A researcher inspecting for computer viruses at Howry Incorporated, the IT security software vendor, on March 21st, 2013 in Seoul, South Korea. A cyber attack on the computer networks that run three South Korean banks, two broadcasters, and an internet service provider in South Korea has been traced to an IP address in China, despite many experts suspecting the attacks to originate in North Korea. Well, officials noted that while the attack was traced to an IP address in China, it may have originated elsewhere and been routed through the country to disguise the attackers. So someone can do something and make it seem as if someone else is doing it. It is a sign of the growing importance of cyber warfare. Lisa Monaco, President Obama's Homeland Security and Terrorism Advisor, recently announced the creation of a new intelligence unit to coordinate analysis of cyber threats. Called the Cyber Threat Intelligence Integration Center, the new agency rapidly pools and disseminates data on cyber breaches. The idea is to coordinate and analyze information about disparate cyber attacks from a single agency working with another defense and intelligence agencies. The announcement follows a highly visible cyber attack at Sony, which Monaco calls a game changer. But Sony is not the only company to have been affected by cyber attacks. The list of companies that have been targeted by cyber attacks include Anthem, insurer to government agencies, and private entities such as eBay, Facebook, and Google. Last year, U.S. officials said that acts of cyber espionage were directed at the U.S. Transportation Command, an agency responsible for moving U.S. troops and military equipment around the world. According to the officials, there were 50 attempted hacks of the agency between 2012 and 2013. The eclectic nature of the targets is testimony to the fact that successful corporations and government agencies are equal fodder for hackers. The new agency's creation is proof that cyber warfare is the new nuclear weapon. The 9/11 attackers targeted the World Trade Center towers because they were symbols of American economic might and capitalism, but the towers were physical structures. The ceaseless shift of offline entities into online services has made it possible for hackers to cripple entire economies and businesses, and the U.S. is late to the game when it comes to defense. According to a Reuters report, China was responsible for stealing terabytes of sensitive data from usernames and passwords from the State Department in 2011. The report cited secret U.S. Department cables obtained by WikiLeaks that outlined Byzantine Hades, a series of cyber attacks by China's People Liberation Army. Registered in Chengdu, the sites used a postal code specific to the PLA Chengdu province. First Technical Reconnaissance Bureau, an electronic espionage unit of the Chinese military. Reconnaissance bureaus are part of the PLA's Third Department, which oversees China's electronic eavesdropping. This according to an October 2009 report by the U.S.-China Economic and Security Commission. According to the commission, at least six technical reconnaissance bureaus, including the Shendu unit, are focused on the activity. Another report, this time by the U.S. Defense Establishment, outlines the use of cyber capabilities for PRC military operations in three key areas. First, they allow data collection through exfiltration. Second, they can be employed to constrain adversary actions to slow response time by targeting network-based logistics, communications, and commercial activities. Third, they serve as a force multiplier when coupled with kinetic attacks during times of crisis or conflict. The report further quotes two Chinese military doctrinal writings, Science of Strategy and Science of Campaigns, which espouse information warfare. Both journals are thin on specifics for achieving information superiority, but outline a potential line of attacks and synergies between military and cyberware preparations. To understand cyber warfare, it is necessary to change the context of a physical battlefield to a virtual one. In a physical battlefield, military formations are clearly visible. Using the markers in a physical battlefield, commanders can map out a strategy to defeat an enemy on the ground and blocking their exit routes. In an online war, however, communication and economic routes are attacked. This is because technology has become an increasingly important conduit to transmit messages and value in society. Size and economic might are irrelevant in cyber warfare. In some ways, you could say that cyber warfare is the great equalizer. We all know that Blitzkrieg is a German concept that emerged during the Second World War when German troops would deploy significant force and artillery to launch coordinated lightning attacks on unsuspecting enemies. The intent of the attack was to defeat enemies by paralyzing them and disrupting normal functioning. The distributed denial of service attacks follow a similar strategy. Launched from multiple computer systems at the same time, they paralyze a website through multiple service requests. The site ends up caught in a bind because it cannot handle the multiple requests at the same time and ends up becoming extremely slow in its operations or crashing. Different forms and kinds of DDoS attacks have varying degrees of effects on a website's operations. Internet open source advocate Richard Stallman referred to DDoS as internet street protests, and well-known hacktivist group Anonymous started a petition on the White House website for classifying DDoS as a form of Occupy protest on the internet. Russia launched a wave of DDoS attacks against Estonian websites in 2007 at the height of a tense dispute between the two countries over the relocation of a Soviet Second World War memorial. The attacks crippled the websites of government organizations, major newspapers, and financial institutions in Georgia. Russia again launched a similar blitzkrieg of attacks against government websites during its disagreements with Georgia the same year. This time, the attacks also served as a form of psychological warfare as hackers left messages supporting Russia on the hacked websites. Closer to home, a terrorist organization called Al-Qassam claimed responsibility for attacks on major financial institutions such as J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo in 2012. The U.S. government said that Iran had attacked U.S. institutions in retaliation to being disconnected from the international SWIFT transaction system. Disruption and manipulation of communication channels is not a new strategy. During World War II, the Nazis used radio to inflate their troops' morale and deflate that of enemy soldiers. In more recent times, social media serves the same strategy. ISIS is a perfect example of social media being used to coerce specific behavior patterns from supporters and enemies. Isn't it amazing? And to me, this is infuriating. ISIS and all of these terrorist organizations can conduct their business via social media sites. They have Twitter accounts. Isn't it time for the folks at Twitter and the folks at Facebook and the folks at Instagram? How about Muffy and Buffy and all the other 24-year-old executives at these places put the latte down and turn off these social media accounts for these terrorists? I cannot understand how they are able to continue operating. Oh, it's just too big. We can't monitor every single Twitter account. We can't monitor every single Facebook page. Sure you can. You make billions and billions and billions of dollars doing this for companies and technology that was created not only 10 years ago. If you want to do business here, If you want to have people retweeting llama videos and on Facebook sharing pictures of some stupid dress if it's blue or gold, get your act together and shut down the terrorist activity that is conducted through your business model. I don't get very mad on this show very often, and I try to keep politics out of it. This is not political. This is common sense. Serve the public responsibly. Shut down the Twitter sites and the Facebook pages of terrorist organizations. You have $95 billion in your checking account now. Spend some and hire someone to sit there and watch these 24/7. But the overall threat of cyber warfare as we enter a new age, technology is changing day by day by day. Did you think 10 years ago we would be in the situation we were now in terms of social media and how the online existence has really encompassed our entire lives? Can you imagine what it's going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 25 years from now? We better get on the stick and learn to defend ourselves online, because that's where all of life and all of business and all of government is heading. And if we can't control the grid, someone else will control it for us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.